Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We're going to have a message from the Word of God and also some wonderful songs of inspiration. But each week, I ask you to pick up the telephone and call a friend or a neighbor and invite them to view the program. That helps me advertise this ministry, and I appreciate so much you doing that. Now we're getting right into the singing today. A wonderful song sung by Mike Williams, and the title of his song is The Broken Rose.
Words cannot describe its beauty as upon the stem it grows, matchless in its glory, the tender little rose. But when its petals are broken, its greatest beauty it shows. Oh, more sweeter the fragrance of the broken rose, the most beautiful rose was broken one day. He was nailed to a tree on a hill far forsaken by his friend, bruised by his foe. Oh, more sweeter the fragrance of the broken rose. And I took heaven's rose and laid him in a borrowed tomb. But on the third day, that rose again did bloom. Now to the heights of heaven, down to the lowest hell, that the fragrance of heaven's rose continually dwells. The most beautiful rose was broken one day. He was nailed to a tree on a hill far away, forsaken by his friend, bruised by his foe. How sweet is the fragrance of heaven's sweet rose. He was forsaken by his friend, bruised by his foe.
I trust that you have enjoyed the song by Mike. We are going to have another song in just a minute. But right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will drive downtown, drive south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse and drive to the bottom of the hill. Now at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only now to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street, pass the Newland High School, drive 1.5 miles further. In fact, look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school, morning worship 11, 6 p.m. for the evening service, and on Wednesday, everything starts at 7 o'clock. That is, we have our children's ministers, teen ministers, and adult Bible study at 7 o'clock. But now I do want to leave this one other announcement with you. On June 16th through the 20th, we will be having Vacation Bible School. You'll hear more about that in future programs. But plan to have your children come to Bible School June 16th through the 20th at Westside Baptist Church. Now right back into the singing. Miss Cheryl Lomax is singing this wonderful song, You're Still Lord.
When I was just a child, I heard the beautiful story. How you loved me so that you died on Calvary. And though I claimed you way back then as Lord Almighty, things haven't changed. My love's still the same. You're still Lord to me. You, Lord, but now they serve. Lord.
Now, just before the message, one more song by Miss Cheryl O'Max. The title of her song this time is Ride Out Your Storm. That you have enjoyed the singing today. Now let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and you would like to read along with me, I'm going to take several passages of Scripture because I want to speak on this thought. What is salvation? Through my years of ministry, I've had people to ask me that question so many times. What is salvation? Well, may I say that it is an experience. You must be born again, is what the Scripture says. You see, you are birthed spiritually into the family of God. As we look at this, go with me to 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise. Remember, He has promised to seek and to save that which is lost. It says, as some men count slackness. Now, His word is final, His word is sure. But, listen, is long-suffering to us, would not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, may I say, dear friend, Jesus Christ came to seek and to save all who were lost or are lost. He does not exclude a person because of their nationality. He does not exclude a person because of their race. My dear friend, He came to save all who would turn to Him in saving faith, believing that He is the Son of God, receiving His blood sacrifice, and being purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ and made a part of the family of God. Luke chapter 9, or rather 19, verse 10 says these words, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Jesus Christ came for one purpose. He came to seek out those who are lost and bring them to saving knowledge through the leadership of the Holy Spirit and confession of faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ at Calvary. So you see, salvation is really an experience, something that we have, something that we possess. It was purchased by someone else, and it is a free gift to whosoever will. Now, as we look at salvation as being an experience, you see, experience of grace, unmerited favor, and this is between God and the sinner. You see, unmerited favor. I didn't merit salvation. You did not merit salvation. But you see, Jesus loved us so much, He went that last mile necessary. And then He ascended back into the heavens. And my dear friend, He's preparing a home for the believers. He is coming again. I believe it's going to be very soon. I trust you know this Jesus that I'm talking about today. Salvation is an experience. It's an experience of grace between God and the sinner, as I've already stated. Let's go to the book. John chapter 1, verse 12. Listen to these words now. "But as many as receive Him," Jesus Christ, "to them," those who are seeking, "gave He power." Power. That power comes through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to become sons of God. Oh, let me tell you today, we are part of God's family. He's our Heavenly Father. God is the God of our Heavenly Father and God the Son, and we are part of the family of God. As born-again believers, we are part of the heaven-bound family today. It says, "even to them that believe on His name." Today we're living in a time when there are many religions, if you please, that claim that they have the path to salvation, to eternal life. But you see, their path does not go by the way of the cross. Their path is a works path. Their path is united with a particular organization. Let me say today, we as born-again believers, though we do belong to local assemblies, that is not what Jesus Christ is coming back for. He is not coming back for the church rolls of any church. He's coming back for those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's coming back for the believer, those who believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. John records in chapter 3, verse 36, these words, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but hath wrath of God abiding on him." Actually, the Bible says, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." Isn't that going to be a sad commentary to hear that God never knew you. You'll hear that if you're not a born-again believer. But today I want to tell you, you can be saved. You can be part of God's great big family. I'm so glad the gospel is for every person. No respecter of person. God came to seek and to save all who are lost. Isn't it wonderful to serve a God like that? But then we see in John chapter 3, verse 18 now, he that believeth on him is not condemned. You see, we were born in sin. Every person that has been born in the human family was born with that Adamic nature. But you see, when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that nature has changed. We're no longer under condemnation. We are liberated. We're free. We're heaven-bound. It says, but he that believeth not. Now, this is very serious right here. He that believeth not is condemned already. There was a time in my life that I was condemned because I did not have the believing heart. I had not turned my life to Jesus Christ and received him as my personal Lord and Savior. But at the age of 19, I had that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. May I say, from that time on, my life has been different. I was never really what you call a bad person, bad boy. I was morally good, but I was spiritually dead. But you see, when Jesus Christ came into my heart, I began to live. What? I lived a Christian life. The old things had passed away. Behold, all things had become new. My life was completely changed. My outlook was changed. My desires was changed. You see, I was focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Isn't it sad? Wouldn't it be awful to go through this life, enjoy all the things, creature comforts and things of this life, this worldly life, have good possessions, have a name that's known, and jobs, nice house, good automobiles and things of this nature, and just enjoy the good pleasures, the good things of life. But yet when you get to the end of the road, it's all for naught, because you've spent your time accumulating the wealth of this world, and you have forgotten to lay up treasures on the other side. You have forgotten the most important person in your life, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I've said it once, I'll say it again. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. Listen to me now very carefully. God takes the first step. You see, when we hear God takes the first step and he allows us to cross paths with someone or some way that we will hear or we will know or we'll be made aware of our condition. But listen very carefully now. It's the Holy Spirit that brings that convicting power. It's the Holy Spirit that reminds you that you're not saved, reveals to you that you're not, that you're lost, that you're not part of the family of God. I've had people who walk away from this church saying, oh, I'm so miserable. Through my years of ministry to other places, I've had people tell me, and they walked away and said, I'm so miserable. Why? You see, they had not come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They chose to walk away. Dear friend, that's a bad decision to make. Kissing the door of heaven, yet turning and going the opposite direction. Oh, listen. God takes the first step. The Holy Spirit brings the conviction. But then there is the salvation that is an expression in the book of Romans. Listen very carefully now. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse number 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, listen very carefully now. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You see, He is Lord. You do not make Him Lord of your life. He is Lord already. You only receive Him as your personal Lord and Savior. He says, thou and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Isn't that simple? Very, very simple. Why would anyone want to turn and walk away from that? A free gift. And that benefit of that free gift is the sin forgiven and eternal life in heaven. Oh, listen. It says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But listen, salvation is an experience. We, when we're saved, are not just saved to sit down. We're saved for a service. We as born-again believers have that responsibility to tell others about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. To join with the local assembly and become part of the local family. Serving, living the life, witnessing to others, and letting others see Jesus Christ through your life. You see, we serve because we love Christ. Oh, listen, I want to tell you, it's a good day to be a Christian. We see the salvation that is exalted, Christ living in us. Oh, listen, salvation is an extension. Salvation is an expectation. The experience between God and the sinner. Expression of faith in Christ Jesus. Exercising Christian service. Exaltation of Christ in a good life. Extension of God's hand along the way. Expecting a better life and things to come. Dear friend, are you saved? If not, would you simply just bow your head right now wherever you are at and ask the Lord to come into your life. A very simple prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Save me before it's too late. Until the same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, said goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.
We were marching to the glorious city of God.